I need your help with something. While you're listening to today's episode, please leave a review of our show on iTunes or Stitcher and make sure you subscribe to the show on your favorite platform. Both of those, the reviews and the subscriptions, push our show up in the rankings so more people can find out about it. That helps me so I can help you. Let's get into the show. Some people's success means having my family around me and just being happy and content every day. Some people's success means I'm going to be on the cover of a magazine. What is your definition of success?
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The Super You, the mental handbook, the mental workbook, 25 reasons to quit worrying, 25 conversation starters, the overseas basketball blueprint, buy a game. You either love those books or you would love them if you had read them already. But how would you like, even better, to let me read them to you? How would you like to get the audio version of any of the books that I've mentioned, any book that I've ever put out? You can now. I partnered with Audible to get you a free 30-day trial of Audible where you can get any one of my books completely for free, and you can keep the book at the end of your trial even if you choose not to stick with Audible. If you choose to stick with Audible, you get a free book every month on top of special prices for any books that you wish to purchase. Get your free Audible 30-day trial membership and your free Dre Baldwin book by going to DreAllDay.com/audible right now. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to DreAllDay.com/free and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. The best show on the air is now live. You are tuned in to the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you have expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of this, you're going to become a go-getter with the personal initiative to go make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. Putting all this together, you get the mindset, the method, the podcast known as Work On Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day. Today, we are talking about success. We're talking about winning. We're talking about achieving. I want you to understand that success must happen on purpose. If you're going to be successful, whatever you deem to be successful, it must happen on purpose. See, if you ask the average person, if I was to ask you, you ask any person, average person, above average person, below average person, ask them if they want to be successful. Everybody's going to say yes. Nobody says I want to be a failure. Nobody says I want to just stay where I am and do nothing. Most people will say, almost everybody will say, yes, I do want to be a success. And that's perfectly fine. So the question after that then is, what's the plan? What is your plan for being a success? What is your process for becoming a success? I want you to understand that success has to happen on purpose. Now, we talked about things happening on purpose and purpose in general a few times on this show. Episode number 677, how to stick to your purpose amidst life's possible distractions. These are all at DreAllDay.com/podcast if they're not in your podcast feed. Episode number 469, there are no deadlines allowed on reaching your purpose. And in episode number 7, first week of the podcast from April 2016, finding your purpose. So today's topic again is success has to happen on purpose. If you're going to be successful, there must be a whole lot of intention behind it. There must be a plan behind it. There must be a strategy behind it. Let's get into it. Point number one, understand this. After puberty, we all know puberty is this period between, let's say, ages 11 and age 22 or so, when the human body begins to grow quickly and changes happen mentally, changes happen physically, changes happen emotionally for all of us. After puberty, ladies and gentlemen, no human being grows or develops by default any further. Do I need to repeat that? There is no default growth or development in any human being post puberty. That is the last time in your life. If you happen to be between the ages of, let's say, 10 and 25, you may be growing right now. I mean, literally, physically growing right now. without any involvement from you. Doesn't matter what you're doing. You could be eating terribly. You could not be doing any type of personal development. You couldn't be never working out or anything, but you're going to grow simply because this is just how human beings are wired, at least as of the date of this recording. This is the way things work. After puberty is over, you will never grow or develop or get better or progress in any way, shape, or form by default ever again. There must be intent involved from this point forward. So what is your plan? What are your intentions? Where do you want to go? And how do you plan on getting there? These are questions that you must have answers to if you plan on getting better. So you are not going to just become successful just because you said you want to be successful and you listen to the Drake song, "I Want to Be Successful." You won't be successful just because you thought about it or because you wrote it down or because you're around people who are successful. That's not by default going to make you successful. This is that period of puberty. If you already passed it, then you already know this. That was the last time, or is the last time, you will ever get better just because. There will be no more progress or success or winning or achievement or forward movement that happens just because ever, ever again in your life, minus the intent to actually do so. Point number two, today's topic is success must happen on purpose. Understand that passively consuming information such as this podcast, such as every book on my book's recommended reading list at dreallday.com/read, none of those passively consuming information, books, magazines, courses, going to school, YouTube videos, podcast episodes, anything else that you consume that you think is making you smarter or better or giving you information, just consuming it alone is not a strategy for development. It is not a strategy for progress. Listen, a dog can watch videos on YouTube. You can put a 2-year-old baby, you can have them listen to the Work on Your Game podcast. Doesn't mean they're going to get better. Doesn't mean that they're going to get smarter. Doesn't mean they're going to do anything different. See, we don't read books just so we can brag to our friends about the fact that we read a book. Or we can hear somebody sharing a concept out of the book and then we can point out, hey, that came from this book, so we can make ourselves look smart. That's not the purpose of doing it. What is the improvement that comes from the information that you are gathering, and what actions are necessary to facilitate that improvement? Let me ask that question again. Anytime you're taking in information, whether you're getting it from your professor at school, whether you're getting it from your parent, whether you're getting it from this podcast, you're getting it from a book that you read, here are the questions you got to ask yourself. What is the improvement that will come from this information? What am I going to do differently? How am I going to think differently as a result of this information? That's question number one. And question number two is, what actions or removal of actions are necessary in order for me to facilitate said improvement? I read a book and there's some information about running a business in there, and I say, this is great information about running a business. I don't want to just have the information. I don't want to just have the knowledge. I don't want to just mention it in another favorite books episode on this podcast so everybody can say, damn, Dre reads a lot of books. That's great, but that's not the reason why I want to get the information. I want to get the information because I'm going to do something differently. I'm going to think differently. And then I got to answer the question, since I want to do something differently and I'm going to think differently, what actions are required of me in order to make those changes actually real? What's going to make those changes hard and fast and on the spot and actually happen? Those are questions you ask yourself on any information that you are gathering. Before we get to the rest of the show, let me ask. You heard people talk about the zone all the time, getting into that state of flow, that state where you're not even thinking about anything. Everything just comes to you naturally and you're doing it at your highest level. We call that being in the zone. How would you like to be able to get in the zone whenever you wanted to, where you could just snap your fingers and tell yourself to get in the zone and it actually happens? How about maintaining your focus and your full highest possible level of confidence at all times so that you can be the leader that you've always envisioned yourself to be? And with all of this stuff I said, how about you can make it all stick forever, guaranteed? And if you're thinking that's all just a pipe dream or it's fantasy and it can't possibly be reality, I want to let you know that up until now it was. Until I created my course called Bulletproof Mindset. Bulletproof Mindset is a 12-module course, the only course of its kind that will help you deal with your challenges of perseverance, getting frustrated with yourself because your results are arriving too slowly, self-belief when you're underperforming, and it's not because you're not good enough because you lack confidence in yourself. What about persistence, not sticking to your plans long enough to see the results? Maybe it's personal initiative. You're hesitant to make that first move, to pick up a phone, to make a call, to take charge of a group, to approach future person. If those have ever been a challenge for you, Bulletproof Mindset was made to handle that challenge. If you're an up-and-coming athlete, a salesperson, an entrepreneur, a seasoned professional at what you do, if you're building your brand, if you're a business professional looking to grow in your position and move up in your career and in your life, if you're a student looking to deal with time management, dealing with new people, if you fall into any of those categories, Bulletproof Mindset was made for you. Again, 12 module course. You're going to get the 7 golden rules of the Bulletproof Mindset, deal with the 15 common mental errors. You'll get complete understanding of mental conditioning. You'll get my bulletproof strategies for focus, learn to communicate with power, dipping yourself in gold, which is the finishing touch on the Bulletproof Mindset, and lifetime access to all course materials. Again, this is called the Bulletproof Mindset course by yours truly, Dre All Day. Get full information and get started at dreallday.com/bulletproof. That's dreallday.com/bulletproof for the Bulletproof Mindset course. Now let's get back to the program. Point number 3, today's topic is success must happen on purpose. If you're going to be a successful individual, you got to have some purpose and intent behind it. So here are some questions you got to answer for yourself. More questions for you to answer for yourself. What is success to you? How do you define success? I mean, people say, I want to be successful. I want to be great. Someone sent me an email maybe a week ago and they said, well, my goal in life, Dre, is to be great and be legendary. Some type of phrasing they use. But I have no idea where to begin. Well, that doesn't make any sense. What does it even mean to be legendary? Define legendary. Define great. Define success. What does it mean to you? Understand it means different things to different people. Some people's success means doing what they want to do. Some people's success means a certain amount of money. Some people's success means having my family around me and just being happy and content every day. Some people's success means I want to be on the cover of a magazine. What is your definition of success? How would you know that you got there? How would you know how far away you are from success based on where you are right now? You got to have a clear picture of what success means. What do you have to be successful? In order for you to be successful, what possessions do you have to have? What achievements must you have achieved under your belt? What do you have done? What are some things you want to have been through and experienced and can talk about once you have reached that picture of success? Who do you need to be? What type of person you got to be? You want to be a leader? Do you want to be part of a great organization? Do you want to have a big family? Do you want to be by yourself? Do you want to be left alone? Who do you need to be in order to be successful? Do you even know what it means to be successful? If you don't, how could you ever get there? It's impossible. You can't get somewhere if you don't know where there is. If you don't know where somewhere is, you can't go somewhere. See, this is the on-purpose part of success. So you notice I'm telling you that the first part is I'm telling it to you last. What is success to you? What does it look like? What does it feel like? What does it sound like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? What is that life like? This is the on-purpose part, people. Let me give you the definition of the word purpose. So I want us all on the same page here. Definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or for which something exists. What is the reason? You must be on purpose. That means you must be on top of the reason for which something is being done or the reason for which something exists. Having a reason is also the root of discipline. See, if somebody wants to be disciplined in, let's say, for example, eating right and going to the gym so they can get in their best shape or they can lose weight or they can go run a 10K or run a 5K or complete a marathon, in order for someone to be disciplined enough to do the things necessary to achieve that outcome, they have to have a reason. There has to be a purpose behind it. What is the reason for me to do it? If the reason is just to do it, some people, that's enough. Some people say, look, I want to run a 10K and I want to do it under an hour. That is enough of a reason for them to get up 5 days a week and go outside and run. Doesn't matter what the weather is. Doesn't matter how they feel. They'll go do it. Some people, that's not a good enough reason. They won't even lift a finger. They won't even get out of the bed, let alone go outside and run anywhere for that reason. They need a bigger reason. Some people, if it's a cash prize, now they got a reason. Some people, if it's going to be a lot of people watching, now they got a reason. Some people, if they can beat one of their friends, now they have a reason. So you got to figure out what is your reasoning. What is the purpose behind what you're doing? When you have a clear purpose, a reason for which you are doing something, then it is easy to get a clear picture of what you're going to do. Then it's easy to move yourself to action. Let me get a definition of purpose again when we give a recap. Well, let's recap today's episode right now, which is success must happen on purpose. You ask somebody they want to be successful, they'll say yes. Okay, so what is the plan? What is the process? What is the purpose? What is the reasoning behind it? These are not questions that you need to answer to someone else. These are questions that you have to have answered for yourself. So therefore, when you hit a roadblock, when something isn't working out, when you've tried all these things and you haven't gotten the type of results or anything close to the type of results you want, you can always come back to what that purpose is. Point number one, after puberty, no human being grows or develops by default any further. There must be intent involved. Number two, passively consuming information is not a strategy for development or progress. If you want to get better, if you want to progress, anytime you gather new information and or new experiences, the question is, what improvement is going to come from this information or experience, and what actions or changes in actions are necessary in order to facilitate that improvement? Because the improvement won't happen just because you did it. There must be something that changes, because if you keep doing the same thing, you're going to keep getting the same thing. Point number three, what is success to you? What is your definition of success? What do you have to have? What do you have to have done? Who do you need to be? Do you even know what it means for you to be successful? If not, how could you ever get there? You can't get somewhere if you don't know where somewhere is. This is the on-purpose part of being successful, people. And the definition of purpose is the reason for which something is done or created, or the reason for which something exists. If you do not have that purpose, if you do not have a reason for doing something, if you are not on top of that reason, that's why it's called on-purpose. If you are not on top of your reason for doing something, you are probably not going to do it. You are not doing something. You're actually not. There's inaction there when you don't have that purpose. So get clear on what your purpose is. Get a clear picture of what that purpose is going to produce. And then start asking yourself really good questions. I got a book called Ask Yourself a Better Question at dreallday.com/ask, A-S-K. Ask yourself a better question. Ask yourself the questions, hey, what do I need to do here? What actions am I going to take? Because I have this information now, my reason, my picture, my success, what actions need to be taken in order to produce this picture based on the reality in front of me? Work on your game. DreAllDay.com. I have something free for you. The Super You, my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence. I want to send you a free copy of that book, physical, not digital, not a PDF. All you need to do is go to dreallday.com/free, and I'll send you a free copy of The Super You. You take care of the shipping. Again, that's my book on unlocking and living with your highest level of confidence called The Super You. Go to dreallday.com/free, and I'll send you a copy of that book. Do it now. Let's get to it. People like you who listen to the Work on Your Game podcast, they also subscribe to and read The Daily Game. That's my daily email to give you some mental game for you to take with you through your day and through your life, with three takeaways every single day that you can apply immediately. Subscribe to The Daily Game at dreallday.com/game. That's dreallday.com/game. I told you I was going to give you tons of value every single day, right? Have I been doing that? I'm assuming that since you're still listening, I have. So please leave a review of the show on iTunes or Stitcher. Make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform and share these episodes. Share them on social media, on your website. Listen, just tell the person next to you to go get the Work on Your Game podcast. That helps this show get seen by more people so we can touch more lives, work on our games, and change lives. I appreciate you appreciating me, and I'll see you on tomorrow's show. Work on your game.